Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how's everybody doing on this night here, this Wednesday night? Ooh, almost forgot what day it was. It's crazy, huh? Yeah, but today's topic is God uses certain struggles and challenges to grow us from one level to the next. I got this topic from one of Joel Osteen's books. It's an older book called It's Your Time. And, you know, he has some interesting facts in there because, you know, that's what he does. He motivates us to keep going and, you know, like, when it's your time, it's your time. Like, so, you know, we have to stay determined to reach our dreams no matter what comes our way, because everything will come your way to stop you from getting to where God wants you to be. But you got to use those situations and challenges as stepping stones, not let nothing, you know, distract you, whatever comes your way, you know. So, you know, it's your time. You know, you got to believe it's your time, because the devil will put negative thoughts in your head telling you it ain't your time or whatnot. But keep a positive mind frame, and you're going to be all right, because it's your time.
Not for a second change. I'm cashing to keep you the same. I can view better from this range. Cliff said nothing seems strange. You bet you keep it tame. My tattoos all on your frame. You took my thoughts, you run this brain. Stay on track, who run this train? We're not the same, so far from plain. Up there, let's take off on this plane. You promised me we'd always hang, and I hustle always bang. Do what we supposed to do. Forget them, keep me close to you. No okie doke when I'm stroking you. Ain't it smooth how we coasting, boo? Tears all day, here's a toast to you. You feel my presence approaching you. You work it pro, no coaching you. No competition, both of you. My love is always cloaking you. I'm so addicted, drugs on you. Please don't let your love fall from you. Ooh, them girls ain't close to you. Can't keep things this way. Finding answers in this way. Love is endless, more each day. Far from the game, not with the play. Bullets to my heart never went straight. Eat you up, you my entree. We can do this all day. With me, girl, you always late. Rewrite our love on the sheet. Track me down, I'm here to meet. Moments fine, you taste so sweet. Got me locked, easy to beat. One of a kind, you are unique. On my mind, you keep me geek. Top of the line, we so elite. Organized, we keep it neat. You too close, I gotta leave. Feeling froggy in the heat. I fight for us, will not retreat. Even harder in the streets, yeah. So girl, don't you go change. Be proud of your last name. Hate taking what we claim. Just put they hate to shame.
Whoa, that was Swae K, Don't Change, coming out of Florida. So back to this topic. God uses certain struggles and challenges to grow us from one level to the next. How you have to make changes in order to change situations. Example, some of our attitudes be in the wrong mindset. Stop thinking negative all the time. You can't move in a positive direction always thinking negativity. That will set you back. That will hinder you and, you know, keep you stuck. You don't want to be, you know, stuck. You want to progress and move forward. So we have to change our attitudes. And the only way to move forward if we change our attitude. You can't expect something positive out of life if you're not, you know, thinking positive out of any situation that looks bad. So you got to have the right attitude when you're going through them, trying to get to your dreams and the vision that God, you know, put inside you. Because, man, the devil wants us to think negative, but that only hinders us, and we don't want to dwell on the negative in life. We want to dwell on the positive. Okay. One part in the book is like, it's your time to believe. You're closer than you think. It's your time. And one example was Joel Osteen's wife couldn't find a ring her mom gave her, but she wouldn't stop looking for it. One day she wasn't looking for it, she ended up finding it. Things that, you know, God put in us, he wants us to trust him and know that it's going to come, it's going to manifest in the natural realm. You know, we see it in the spiritual realm. He give us the vision, so you know, it's there. So if you keep looking for it, it's not going to come. So just let it come to you, like, naturally. Like, because if you don't, you'll stress yourself out, you know, be frustrated because things not happening in your time and on your time. But when God gives us a vision about something, it doesn't happen when we want it to. It happens when God wants to, when we're matured and have the right mind frame to get what he wants us to get. So, you know, we got to have the right mind frame about things. You don't want to have the bad mind frame. I want to also read one little scripture part. It's out of Matthew 5:44. And it says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." No matter what goes on in your journey, and then again, that's Matthew 5. People use you, you know, persecute you, and, you know, don't want to curse you. I don't know, people be seeing things, God lets people see things in others, you know, that make some people, you know, want to be negative towards people, and they just don't want to do, they just want to do you any kind of way. They want to use you and stuff like that. Like, people will take your kindness for your weakness. Like, oh, this person kind. Oh, this person nice. So a lot of people think they can get over people with kind hearts. But, you know, let people think they getting over on you, and, you know, just let God. God's going to work it out for you, and he's going to reward you, you know. So, yeah, you know, people, some haters, it's haters everywhere. It's haters everywhere. You know, if you ain't got haters, you're doing something wrong. Nah, for real, but come on now. People got to stop being evil, mean, and wicked to people. Everybody dealing with something, so. Man, that's why some people commit suicide, because they don't be knowing how to handle things. And then some people not in the word of God, so it can help them, you know, stand, like, when things come, like storms and situations, they won't be moved and things like that, because struggle's going to come, challenges going to come. That's just a part of the process. You got to learn to stand in the middle of that and serve, I mean, well, be in your word, because that what gives you strength inside, you know. That's how God gives us strength inside, through his word. And through any storm, he always gives us his peace. and he will always do that. Yes, he will. Part two out of Joel Osteen, Bully Is Your Time. It's time for favor. Praying bold prayers. Speaking faith-filled words. One example was Dikembe Mutombo wanted to be a doctor to help his community. But in the end, he ended up being in the NBA and donated $15 million to a hospital in his hometown. So God even blessed him with something, you know, probably, you know, he wanted to be a doctor, but God sees us in other ways that he wants, where he wants us to be. And in this case, Dikembe Mutombo went to the NBA, and look how he helped his hometown out and donated $15 million to the hospital. You know, God gives us money and favor to help others out, you know, not just to be, oh, selfish, like, oh, I make this money and, like, it's mine, but God bless you with that to help other people. So just to give back, especially to a hometown and the community that you grew up in, you know, you want to give back to somewhere where you grew up at. You know, you don't want people struggling or something. The hospital, man, the hospital needs to be running because people are getting sick all the time. And Dikembe Mutombo's situation, God showed him some, man, miraculous favor, you know, like Jesus Christ. Jesus is real, folks. And so people understand that, man. They don't know how much favor, or they don't know where God could take them if they stand and believe on the word that God, through the word in the Bible, and the word that not all preachers are wolves in sheep clothing. Some preachers, bishops, are real genuine, and they love God, and they never will lead his people to do the wrong things, but some people be so caught up in the money situation, they forget about, like, God gives you the money, and he gives you situations. I mean, he give you money to get out of situations. He show you favor in areas that you think you can't make it out of. And when we have the wrong mind frame, we can't see what God is trying to do for us. So, man, pray bold prayers. Know God gonna favor you. Walk in obedience. I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. You know, we all fall short. Like, we're nobody's perfect. But when God see you doing good, he's gonna bless you tremendously. So have that right mind frame. Know that God's gonna give you favor in whatever situation you in, whatever vision he give you. You just have to stand on his word and know that it's going to manifest. You have to stand on the word. You have to. Without the word, people, like I said, commit suicide. You know, they go crazy and stuff like that because, for one, you're not in his word, and that's what you need to be in, you know, because then the negative stuff in life will have you thrown way off track. So we got to get in this word and stand on this word. The next song I'm going to play is Jarrett, a.k.a. J.D., Urban Life, straight out of Cali.
They come with the territory, the length of the drama brain. The block like a crime story, the faith of the llama scene. Raised as a soldier in East Dago in the southeast. Complaining choppers in my midst, trying to ground a G. Sensators all around me, out to damn me. Got no monster snakes, tell them stay the fuck around me. I'm making rocks because no time to sleep, not even eat. Success is steady calling, I'm too busy in these streets. pastor think I'm dead wrong. Contemplate my fall, got me screaming, fuck religion, got to keep my head strong. There's no way that they can knock me off or I belong. Ballin' for my own team, charging to bring my padre home. 17 alive, I'll never see my father home. Up in smoke like pipe dreams, poofing, now my mama's gone.
It's urban life in California, yeah, yeah. It ain't getting no easier. Devil's trying to lift you up, devil's trying to drag you down. In California, yeah, yeah, it ain't getting no easier.
My heart from the start to be a truth MC. This passion flows through my veins until they rapture me. On my movement tip, big like this music shit. Like the boy T.I., my grand hustle sick. Get salty trying to make it out the wood, pal. Don't seek the fame and the claim, I've been a ghost child. Reflect the pain and the shame, life in the lost town. New San Diego on the rise, you place the bar now. So bring your cars out, we burning bars down. Rejecting all your false teachings, healing scars now. A few that feel my pain, most try to block my shine. No truth for that, I'm serious, all in the Lord's time. Got my eyes on the clock, looks like the break's over. All you industry devils, this is the takeover. We're supposed to be standing on the ground until the break's over. We'll be down in the crown when the final wake is over.
It's urban life in California, yeah, yeah. It ain't getting no easier. These devils try to lift you up, these devils try to drag you down. It's urban life in California, yeah, yeah. It ain't getting no easier. These devils try to lift you up, these devils try to drag you down.
I hear you, Lord, I can feel you trying to speak through me. These other guys open traps just to consume me. This black skin got me feeling like I'm targeted. Walking these dark blocks alone, searching the hearts of men. Try to stay smarter than, so I keep my head high. While navigating blue clouds, shoot for red skies. Fighting for dead eyes, no peace for minds to hope high. What I'm chasing, why these worldly masons chasing bedtime? Should be a crime, keep us on the bubble, facing struggle. We try to lock us up and keep my family with no hustle. Steady scheming up ways to block the job market. Legalize Mary Jane, now she's the new Marlette. It's in my reasoning to keep her lit. Run up from reality, bought and chain of these here bricks. That's the mentality they focus on. Convicts against integrity, afflictions all the way from wrong.
This urban life in California, yeah, yeah. It ain't getting no easier. These devils try to lift you up, these devils try to drag you down. This urban life in California, yeah, yeah. It ain't getting no easier. These devils try to lift you up, these devils try to drag you down. Urban life in California, yeah, yeah. It ain't getting no easier. These devils try to lift you up, these devils try to drag you down. Urban life in California, yeah, yeah. It ain't getting no easier. These devils try to lift you up, these devils try to drag you down.
Once again, that was J.D. Garrett, Urban Life, repping California, yeah, it don't get no easier, it really don't. These devils out here be trying to hinder us and distract us, like, God ain't finna come and work miracles in your life, but the devil is a liar, for real. Okay, another part of Joel's thing was, it's time for restoration. God can turn back time. Be a bounce back person. And an example of that is Linda and her daughter Paula didn't speak in years. She would reach out to her daughter, but her daughter wouldn't reach out to her mother. At a book meeting, Joel Osteen had them put away their differences and made up for the time they lost. So, man, God will restore the time that we lost because he knows what he's doing in our lives. You know, no matter what situation is, he can restore the time and have us bounce back. The referral. Like, in that situation with her and her daughter, you know, she would reach out to her daughter, but her daughter wouldn't reach out to her, but at the book meeting, the Joel Osteen guy did something, you know, and they, you know, end up, you know, lost time, you know, getting together and catching up on the time they lost with each other. You know, got to do that to us, you know. The things that we lost here bounce back, you know, because he in control of everything. But you got to trust him, though, you know. You can only do so much. And at the end, you just got to let God be God and let God do what he do. Because he going to do what he do. You just got to trust and believe. Have faith. In many situations, God gonna stretch your faith regardless. So you got to be ready. Be ready. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Stay ready because God can turn back time. And for anything you believe in or any situation, the time belongs to God. So trust in him. And he gonna hook you up. But you gotta stand in faith, trust and believe. Stand in faith, trust and believe. Stand in faith, trust and believe. Because whatever you're going through, you're going to bounce back. He's going to restore whatever you lost, he's going to restore it for you. Trust and believe that. Stand on faith and watch God do things in your life. Because we were born, you know, to have a connection with God. That's the reason Jesus Christ died for us. So people don't want to, you know, serve God because of things they go through in life. Not things they go through in life, the things they do in life. And they think that, okay, I'm doing all this stuff, you know, God ain't gonna, he ain't gonna love me or he don't want me. But God say, come as you are, and however you are, he's gonna fix it. So people need to stop with that, you know. He's gonna, wherever he wants you to change, he's gonna change it. You don't have, you have to do your part too, but oh man, after so much correction and, you know, him correcting you, you're gonna have no choice but to bow down and change. So let's get with the program, people. You restore everything you lost. Let's get it. I want to read something that I have. Let me go like this. No matter what we face, there will be better days. Have to enjoy the rain as much as the sunshine. Every day not going to always go as planned. Devil's attack want us to back down. Fight every day, get strength from inside. A lot of lost souls really damage the side. Homeless people have no place to stay. Outside in the streets on rainy days. God on our side, greater is he that is in me. Still got inner demons to defeat. People get jealous when they compete for no reason. Jesus is the reason, lyrical still breathing. Let's use our wisdom and knowledge. Save us from heartache, pain after pain. No pain, no gain. Evil souls set up to throw us off track. Evaluate yourself, then rise up on the comeback. After fall, still Jesus gives us power to stand tall. Jesus Christ carries me while devils set up to bury me. Yeah, in that order. No, but for real. The devil is set up to bury you. That's why he don't want you believing what God, you know, put inside you or what vision that God will manifest in your life if you stay on the right track. Like, and then another thing is you have to distance yourself from certain people because everybody ain't going to go where you're going. You know, everybody ain't going to have the same mind frame you got. And some people in your life be distractions. So God going to remove people out of your life. This is a hard, hard, long suffering when you try and get to the vision that God gave us. But this, in the end, is going to be very, very, very worth it. So just keep moving forward. Keep doing what you do. Let no one distract you, and just, man, give it your all. If you want it, you're going to go through it to get it, no matter what, no matter through the cries, the heartaches, or whatnot. If you want that vision, you're going to go through the mud and do everything else to get what God got for you. You do it. It's going to be worth it in the end. It's going to be worth it. Another part of the book from Joel Osteen is your time. It's time to trust. All things work together for our good. The anointing of ease. An example of that is Joel and his kids were making cookies but forgot to put baking soda. So the dough didn't rise. The special ingredient was missing. Things can't happen if the special ingredient is missing. All parts need to fit together. So everything gonna work for your good. Whatever you're going through, it's the process. You need the ingredients to be able to handle what God is going to do in your life. All you got to do is trust him, because you can't go, the process, the vision can't be complete with missing ingredients. We need all the ingredients there to be able to handle what God is going to give us. And what God is going to give us is everything that our hearts desire. You got to have the ingredients. You need all the ingredients for everything to fit together. Everything needs to go together, like hand in hand, like, you know? So, time to trust. Trust God. You know, sometimes it'd be hard because some people walk by what they see and not by what God is trying to do for them. And sometimes in the process, people will give up in the process instead of keep going in the process. We have to keep going, going. But you ain't going to keep going if you ain't in God's word, because that's the only thing that will keep us going and keep us rooted and standing and not moving when every situation comes our way. Because everything we look at ain't going to be positive. Situations come to see if you're going to still trust and believe that God is going to bring you out, bring you through, bring what he envisioned in you to come out. So we need to trust. Walk by faith and not by sight. Because things you see will throw you off track. So trust and believe. Let all the pieces fit together so he can give you your heart's desire. Then we not going through this for nothing. It's going to make us stronger, wiser, better, and more knowledge. You could do it. You could do it. Everybody could do it. You just got to stand on his word and trust and believe that he's going to bring you through. And he will. He's going to bring you through. Then believe he's going to bring you through, and it's all going to be worth it. It's all going to be worth it. The last part of the book, it's time to stretch. Stay open to something new, finding your place of blessing. And an example of that was, God has a job for each individual in a specific place where people are in a place to already be willing. Okay, where people are in a place to already be willing to help us out. We got to keep looking for that place no matter what. The job you want, God will give it to you, and he got people that set up that won't help you. So just keep going. If he's showing you the vision, go until you see the place that he's showing you. Because if he show it to you, he's going to give it to you. Like I was just saying, you got to have all the pieces. The pieces need to fit. So it's going to take some wrong turns to get to that right turn. But keep going. If he showed it to you, he's going to give it to you. If he showed it to you, he's going to give it to you. That's why some people are at jobs right now that they don't even like. Because that ain't the job that God has for us. Some people just settling for jobs just because to make ends meet. You know? We settling at these jobs, and then we ain't feeling this job. We ain't getting aboard to this job. But it's a dream job that you like and you want. But you got to serve God to get it. You really do. And you do. So this next song I'm going to go into is Thief the High Priest, Rock This Place.
TDHP over a trap beat. It's going down like grannies at a track meet. Recipes flying in your direction, but you can't duplicate this perfection. Many years, 10,000 words put together, bringing you that hip-hop treasure. It's my pleasure, this is what I do. Last man standing from the Ku Klux crew. Whether it's 200 or just two, I'm gonna rock this mic for you. I don't promote violence and no profanity. Won't have a hard time understanding me. No effects on my vocal tracks. Still get hated by them local jacks. Take it as a compliment, and that's real. Cause they don't like me, I won't miss a meal. One for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. For them rap dollars, I will not chase. Still put a smile on a lovely face. It's like one for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. Whack MCs, better give me my space. Cause I'm a OG, don't wanna catch a case. I refrain from police interaction, cause I don't wanna give them a fraction. Oh no, no PO. Rather kick a flow and do it like a geo. Over this track that reminds me of drag rap. I'm 46, don't ask me where my swag at. Kinda old to be doing this rap stuff, but I'm still rolling just like a Mack truck. Breaker 1-9. You see it's always winter time because I'm frozen in rhyme. See the breath coming from my mouth when I'm indoors, and I don't put this music in stores. On the DL, you can DL. Trying to get to heaven, but I just might see hell. Still chilling in 1,000 degrees. A magnum as a microphone, murdering MC. One for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. For the rap dollars, I will not chase. Still put a smile on a lovely face. It's like one for the treble, two for the bass. With the high priest, let's rock this place. Whack MCs, better give me my space. Cause I'm an OG, don't wanna catch a case.
That was Steve the High Priest, Rock This Place on Big Dreams LA. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this show today, as I also enjoyed it too. And, you know, it's your time. You got to trust and believe in God's favor. It's yours. If you want it, go get it. But you got to go through something to get it. And I'm going to leave y'all with this right here. Mentally enslaved, physically free, have to break away from bondage. We need free space. Be your own God. Be your own. God created us for better. Hard work, pain, and tears. Dedication is what's needed to conquer anything. One wrong move and your life can be taken away. Evil for evil can't change the wound. Use love instead of hate. Give place. Give people an inch, they'll start to ice skate. Watch out for users and abusers. Can't let life take us under. Fight like a soldier in a battlefield. Keep eyes open. Things get real. Being current. Separate us from a lot of things. Still have to stand tall. United we stand. Divided we fall. Too much friction. Too much friction. Too much friction. Spirits can't understand spirits. Holy Spirit, guide me, for I'm a work in progress. Forgive me of my sins. I try to do my best. In all hurt and pain, I know I'm still blessed. So through whatever you got to go through, you're still blessed. Whatever you go through, keep that right mind frame. And God going to take you wherever you want to go. It's a process to change. It's a process to gain. So let's get it. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Lyrical Poet, Big Dreams LA.